As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Getting ready, hopefully, for 5-0 tonight. Padres taking on the Cleveland Guardians. You know, I still kind of want to say Indians. Not because I want to. My mind wants me to. Do you know what I'm saying?
That one hasn't been as hard for me.
I mean, it's been Guardians now for how many years? 5? 6?
That's a good question, too.
But it's still, Indians still wants to sneak
they,
in
they
there.
They have the same exact colors and the same exact logo, so it's hard sometimes to disassociate.
Look, I understand the whole, you know, why we do this. Okay, with that and the Washington football team. But why is Marquette, why is Marquette, formerly the Warriors, now the Golden Eagles, but why are the Golden State still the Warriors? Why is Chicago still the Blackhawks?
Wait, are the...
Marquette used to be the Warriors.
Yeah.
They're now the Golden Eagles.
Wait, why is Warriors offensive?
I don't know, but they changed it. And I'm just saying, Golden State's never changed or been asked even to change. Anyway, it's probably a discussion for another time, frankly. But I feel there's some inconsistencies.
There is.
Is what I'm saying. If we don't like this, which we say we don't, then let's eradicate all of the names that can be offensive. Don't just eradicate some of them and say we're doing it.
I've told you before.
So
49ers were terrible people. Vikings were terrible
Vikings raped and pillaged.
Yeah, Vikings were really bad. Yeah. If we're going to go after someone, we should probably after the Vikings.
That's what I mean. If you're going to do it, you got to go all in.
Dolphins never did anything to anyone.
I don't know.
Ask those dolphins in World War II that used to...
Yeah, they go behind enemy lines and blow up submarines or something? I don't know.
Something like that. I really want that to be true.
Wouldn't that be fun? 405 is the time. We're going to do some Chris versus the fans here. We got a couple lines. 833-288-0973. Up for grabs. 2 tickets. This is the last day, probably, because it's final day of the month. Did we already change it?
I made a mistake.
Did we already change it?
We have changed it.
All right. Well, then you are going to have to read the new prize that everybody is contesting for.
You know what, everybody? Instead of me saying, I don't know how this happened, I do know how this happened. I never did it. So,
all right.
I'm just logging it. This is not
all right. We got a new prize. While you're looking that up, why don't you play the intro music for Chris versus the fans?
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself.
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, you're going to be qualified for our grand prize. Two sold-out tickets to win the When We Were Young Festival in Las Vegas on October 18th, featuring Blink 182, Panic at the Disco, The Offspring, and more. Tickets for day two on sale now at whenweweryoungfestival.com. That is a really hard thing
to
say.
Who's playing?
When We Were Young.
Yeah, never mind that. Who's playing again?
Blink 182.
Oh, good.
Panic! At the Disco.
Yeah. Isn't that the are they the group that they play in the eighth inning at Petco Park?
Blink 182, yeah.
Yeah, they're a San Diego band.
Yes, yes.
Right, okay.
The Offspring also. Offspring, these are all bands that were like huge during my day.
Good.
I love them. Love them all.
All right, well, you can win a prize to go see them. We wish you the best. You got to win Chris versus the fans first. Scraby's got the rules.
You have to make it through three questions. Each question is going to get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get the question wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know. That was a good one.
It was good, but it was softer. It was kind of.
Let us know because you'll get that first question for free today.
All righty.
Now, let's go to our first contestant. We're going
to
go.
By the way, my apologies to who was it who we met the other day?
Oh, gosh.
We were just talking about it last segment.
I didn't mean to forget.
I forgot his name. Sorry about this. But he was a first-time player last week, and he lost. And he was heartbroken when we met him on Saturday at Tom's watch
bar. Yeah.
So I apologize for beating you out there.
Yeah, whenever that happens, I just
I must tell you all, it's part of the major risk you take when you sign up to play this game.
That is true.
That you could lose.
That is true.
All right.
That is true. All right, let's go to our first contestant, Christian in Santee.
Hi, Christian.
Hello,
how are
Christian.
You?
Hey, guys. How are we doing?
We're good, man. Good,
you ready to play?
Good to have you on this Monday.
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's
He's ready. He's ready, Scrape. Let's go.
Just making sure. Let's go with this one. What is the nickname of the bats the Yankees have been using this season?
Oh. Current events question.
Oh, no. Of the bat?
Yeah, they're using a different kind of bat the first weekend of the season. It's making big headlines in Major League Baseball.
You can't go anywhere in sports news without seeing this.
It's kind of the big thing this weekend, but it is a current event. So if you're not up on it, then you're in trouble.
I'm in trouble.
Sounds like he's in trouble.
sorry about that.
They are torpedo bats is what they're calling them, although Scraby wants them to be called bowling pin bats.
Yes.
He thinks they look more like bowling pins.
Yes.
All right. Well, if nothing else, Christian, you're now up to date on the current events of the day.
Yes, I'm sorry,
even though
Christian.
You didn't get the question correct.
I'm sorry, Christian.
Yeah, it happens.
Let's go to Steve in San Diego. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys.
How's it going?
Steve.
Pretty good.
All right. Here we go, Steve. Question number one.
Steve's ready.
We mentioned this on the show maybe a half hour ago, but who leads the Padres in pitching wins so far this season?
Not only the Padres, he leads all of Major League Baseball.
I'm sorry, I should have put that in there.
Yes.
Wandy Peralta?
Wandy Peralta is correct.
Very good, Steve. Yeah, Wandy's a two-game winner already this year.
One of those games he had, like, what, two or three pitches?
One pitch.
One pitch.
Yes, when he won on opening day, he threw one pitch and then ended up getting the win.
Number two. Three Padres have hit home runs so far this year. Name all three.
Three home runs for the Padres.
The Cronenworth, Tatis, and Merrill.
I think he thought it was Merrill because he kind of had that Merrill thing. But
Merrill magic.
A little mad. Yeah, Merrill hasn't hit one yet. Let's see. Tatis, Cronenworth, and Gavin Sheets. Sorry, Steve.
Sorry, Steve.
I think, you know what? Nothing. No biggie, Steve. We'll see you in the next time you play, and you'll probably win. I think he went a little quick there. I don't think he really thought it through.
I'm not going to speak for Steve.
I'm just saying.
But maybe.
But take your time when you're on the show. And
if you give us, like, if you start your answer, you can take your time a little bit.
Yeah, take your time a little bit. Look, we don't get it from our perspective, but I think there's a little bit of an adrenaline nerve that runs when you get on the air and you're playing. You know what I mean? You think you know all the answers when you're listening, but when it's your turn, right?
Yeah, I know all the answers to Chris's Fantabulous Game Show when we're out
until
of
we're
here.
Actually playing. Yeah,
but yeah, now that I play it, I get
that hurts you.
My brain leaves my head for a second. Mm-hmm. Miguel, you're up next. Hello, Miguel.
Hi, Miguel.
Hey, how you guys doing? I'm a first time
player. Loving it, Miguel.
Love it, Miguel. Here Loving we go. It. Question number two. Let's see. Oh, I got to delete that question because that's Uh-oh. Already been asked.
Oh, boy.
Where is the Final Four taking place this year?
Final Four men's basketball.
Men's basketball.
There's basketball, Louisiana?
Louisiana. Could be New Orleans.
Could be, but it's
not. Nolens.
Louisiana's next door to Texas, but it's in San Antonio this year. Sorry about that, Miguel. I think you meant Louisiana because I was in Louisiana. Do you think that could have had something to
do? I don't know, but you just eliminated another player on the first try.
So bad.
San Antonio just doesn't do it for me. Why do all these places want to go to San Antonio for their
games? They have a nice
Riverwalk.
The Riverwalk's nice, I will say that, and they have a nice dome. They have a place you can play. It's in the middle of the country. People don't have to travel as far. I don't know.
I know you're
right. And also maybe San Antonio makes a bid for it, right? Unlike some cities I know that don't have arenas and can't even get in the running.
Okay.
Yeah. Like ours.
I didn't want to go there.
I know, but you know what I meant.
Yes. Nick, you're up next. Hello, Nick.
Hi, Nick.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good. Good to have you on.
All right, here we go, Nick. Question number one. James Wood was sent to Washington in what trade with the Padres? Who was the main piece in that trade?
Who'd the Padres get back when they traded James Wood?
Is that Juan Soto?
Hey!
I'm just going to give you the answer.
Good recollection
the right
there,
button.
Nick. Good recollection there.
And we move on to question
Correct.
Number
Mackenzie
two.
Gore also went, as did C.J. Abrams. A lot of guys.
Yes.
Very good, though.
Bobby Barrels, we haven't heard much from him lately.
Still in the minors. Still hasn't made his way to the bigs yet.
Well, they dodged that bullet.
Bobby Barrels.
Now, is it fair to say if you can't make the Nationals, then you're struggling a little bit?
No.
Okay.
They got some good young players. Dylan Cruz is a good rookie outfielder. They got Wood, so Bobby Barrels has some competition.
All right, here we go to this question, Nick. Which city has hosted the most NCAA tournament Final Fours?
Is this a one or a two or what?
It's a two.
Which city's hosted the most?
Yep.
Wow.
I'm going to say nothing.
Nothing.
Oh, good strategy.
Nice strategy.
New Orleans. I don't know.
Wow. Indianapolis.
Okay.
Hold on. Huh.
That was just kind of a shot in the dark. I really didn't know. How many have they hosted? Like four?
Who knows?
Okay.
I just typed in the question and it came up with Indianapolis. Hold
there
on.
You go. Good news for you, Nick. And Scraby's all choked up.
He's all choked up at the
fact that you're getting a third question here.
I feel like Chris right now.
Do you want me to ask the question? Do you want a cracker?
No, you can't. No. You can't ask the question because then you know the answer.
Oh, my goodness.
Here we go, Nick. Question number three. Which AL hitter hit six home runs in six games last year? Oh, okay. Six home runs in six straight games last year.
Okay, thank you. Hit a home run in six straight games.
Yeah, that's fair.
Aaron Judge.
Seems like a likely guy to guess.
Stay there, Nick.
I think you're going to win, Nick. I really think you're going to win. Because off the top of my head, I don't know this one. I should. Six-game home run streak, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Last year.
Mm-hmm.
How much time do I have, Scrape?
Not much.
Not much more?
Not much more.
Are you going to play the buzzer soon before I can come up with an answer?
Do you have an answer?
Anthony Santander.
I don't know why I said it like that.
That is
incorrect.
Yay! We got a win for you, Nick.
Nick.
Well done.
It was Mr. Strikeout himself, Rafael Devers.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Rafael Devers. Well, you know what? With all the negative publicity he's gotten on this show today, Rafael Devers deserves some positive publicity. So, very good, Nick. Stay there. You're qualified for the trip to Las Vegas. We'll take a break. We got to check some traffic for everybody out there. When we come back.
Oh, I have, I wanted to talk to you about it, but Mike Schilt's been asked about ProFAR suspension, if you want
to. Yes, I'd like to hear what he has to say. Jerkson was suspended today. Major League Baseball, 80 games. Performance enhancing. Man, too bad. That's all I have to say about that. But we'll hear what Mike Schilt thinks about it when we come back on Gwen and Chris.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Padres, Guardians, game one of a 3-game series. Tonight, Sam Levitt's pregame show, a little more than an hour away. Padres going with the same lineup they went with last night. Fernando, Luis Arraez. Look, we're being totally positive today. I get it. We're 4-0. But Luis Arraez being 0-13 is quite surprising, I must say.
It is.
I mean, I don't remember him having a 13 at bat stretch last year without a hit. Nor has he probably had one for the last 4 years. The guy's won the batting championship every year.
Yeah.
So 13 is a long, long stretch for him. He may go 5-for-5 tonight, make Cleveland pay for it. Manny's hitting third, Jackson Merrill, Cronenworth, Bogarts, Gavin Sheets, Jason Hayward, Elias Diaz. Tonight, Luis Ortiz, right-hander, formerly the Pirates. Padres have seen him several times. He'll start, make his Guardian debut tonight. Jose Ramirez is in the lineup for Cleveland, missed the last couple of games. I think it was an ankle injury. He's back. Austin Hedges is back tonight, batting eighth for the Guards.
I wish they would just play his saxophones over the loudspeaker. Remember he used to come up to play with saxophones? It was great.
I don't remember that.
Oh, it was amazing.
I hate to say this because I don't want to sound negative, but I've put all of Austin Hedges' at-bats out of my mind.
I don't think
there wasn't really a whole lot to remember.
I was going to say, I don't think he had many memorable
at-bats.
No,
he didn't. A couple of games right now, Cincinnati, 6-0 over Texas in the third. Ellie De La Cruz has hit a 3-run homer. Matt McClain's hit a 2-run homer. He's got 3 homers already.
On my fantasy team.
Mets, I you know what? I almost don't want to give scores because I don't want to hear about your fantasy team.
I have to let everybody know that I have them, and then I won't say it later.
I'm going to say one more thing about that, and I'm going to say this all season long every time you bring it up. Nobody cares. Mets and Miami tied at 1. That's in the third. Earlier, Phillies over the Rockies, 6-1. They had Bob Uecker Day. Not his day, but they had a nice remembrance of Bob Uecker today on opening day in Milwaukee. Brewers did not give the fans too much else to cheer about, though. 11-1, KC. White Sox beat up on Chris Paddock, 9-0 over the Twins. Orioles, 8-5 over the Red Sox. All right, biggest story of the day, though, is Jurickson Profar, the former Padre. Testing positive, banned substance, 80-game suspension, and he will be able to come back at midseason. But if the Braves make the playoffs, but part of this deal is that he cannot participate in the postseason.
Yeah.
So that's just another addendum to it.
That's big because they're probably going to be in the postseason.
Probably, although not yet. They're going to have to win a game first.
Good point.
They haven't done that yet.
Very good point.
Mike Shildt, who managed Jurickson Profar last year, was asked about this development just prior to tonight's game down at Petco Park.
Literally just found out before I got out here, and I loved Jurickson Profar no more or no less right now than I loved him an hour ago. I still love him, and, you know, I don't know the circumstances behind it, but I know the person it is, bro, and I love the guy.
Are you surprised by it? Considering everything you do know about it, are you surprised by it?
I don't know what you want me to say. Yeah, I'm surprised by it. I mean, I think, you know, yeah. I mean, all I can tell you is I don't know the circumstances, so I'm not going to speak to it. All I can tell you is I love Profar, and I'll support him regardless.
Thank you for saying exactly what I wanted to say, Mike Shildt.
What's that?
Now, I love Jurickson Profar. I'm a support him. I like Jurickson Profar. I don't know how this happened. I'm sorry it did. That's a personal thing, but I know that 45,000 of you probably agree with me because everybody stood and cheered for him on opening day. He obviously messed up.
Yeah.
And whatever the circumstances surrounding it are, look, we stand up and cheer and forever will Fernando Tatis. The same thing happened to him a few years ago. This is... I don't know that this has to be a scarlet letter for the rest of your career.
I don't think so. I mean, there's other players who have come back from stuff.
But, you know, it's a shame. And if you're on the other side, some team, you know, some people are like, no, he cheated. That's it. I'm never talking to Jurickson Profar. You know, he has no respect of mine ever again. That's your right to think that.
Yes,
if you would
is.
Like to.
It is. I mean, there are fans that are chatting right now about how they had to have known something.
Oh, well, this is all silly. Again.
This is a suspension for this year.
It's a suspension. He got tested just now, and they found out just now. And, or, you know, at some point this
in
spring
the last,
or
yes,
whatever.
Yes.
And as we said earlier, I don't believe we think that every Dodger illegally gambled last year, just because
just
Shohei Ohtani's in
trouble,
just
them.
One of them. You'll never live that
I
one
will,
up.
I will never let him live it down. And someone told me, I didn't even see this, that he's in some gambling ad. How does that look good?
Is he seriously in a gambling
ad? I guess
ad?
A couple listeners told me he was in a gambling ad, and I trust these people. So
I can neither confirm nor deny that, but I will say that if it's true...
That's really tone deaf.
Somebody needs to read the room better. Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. We come back. We got a big old Big Five. Stick around. Tony returns on Gwen and Chris.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why Select Spectrum Business Packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
And today, we're going to start with the rage of Major League Baseball. Now, Chris and I kind of touched on it on Saturday, but we had some more information come out over the weekend, and I know Tony's going to have thoughts on the quote-unquote torpedo bats, the ones that the Yankees are using and hitting a bunch of home runs with. Well, they hit not just a bunch of home runs. In three games, they smashed 15 home runs, 2 on opening day, 9 on Saturday, 4 yesterday. So my question to you guys is, because this is the rage of baseball, when do we start, Chris, seeing the rest of the league trying out these bats?
First of all, Aaron Judge hit four of those home runs, and I believe he can hit a home run with a toothpick. So I'm not going to completely give the bats all the credit. We talked about it earlier with Buster Olney. If you want to hear his thoughts, go back to the 2:30 segment of the show. Look, it's a rage. I mean, if something works, we're a copycat world, no matter what it is, whether it's baseball or business or acting or, you know, it doesn't matter. If something's working, we're all going to try it. A diet, right? Your friend loses 20 pounds, you want to try to lose 20
pounds. SD fat loss, everybody.
There you go. So, you know, let's just see. I mean, the Yankees obviously can hit home runs, you know, pretty much anyway. They've always done that. But I think a lot of people, I mean, there's already a couple of players on other teams that are trying it.
Manny Machado said on the broadcast last night, he's like, send some over here.
I don't see any reason why you wouldn't want to try it. Maybe Tony could tell me better. I mean, could it mess up your swing a little, Tony?
Yeah, Tony, what do you think about the rage of baseball right now?
I look at this a lot like the, what was it? The hammer handle everybody.
The axe handle or the
axe handle. That was the wave. And now, you know, as we don't hear, guys are still using it, but it's not like everybody's using it. By the way, of the Yankees, only two guys use it, at least going into yesterday's ball game. Jazz Chisholm, who had some of those homers. And I believe, Volpe has the other one. So, you know, Judge is hitting homers, but he's not using it. And yeah. I think as he was quoted in saying, I think my production speaks for itself. So, yeah. Listen, guys are going to – I am positive that because of the type of notoriety it's getting, there's going to be a bunch of guys who try it. And there's nothing wrong with that, I don't think. I had some questions on were they within the guidelines. It sounds like they are. My guess is that this will be the wave – for 2025, and then we'll hear less and less about it moving forward. Unless it turns out to be, you know, this career-saving tool that you can now use, which, you know, at some point you wonder if the complaining starts to come from the other side.
It would.
At that point.
It would.
So listen, I think this is just, it blew up because the Yankees had home runs. Two guys on their team are using this particular bat, and probably will be more moving forward. But I think this is a lot to do about nothing.
I wish I invented them, though, just for the moment.
Oh, yeah. Facts.
I have an issue with the name Torpedo. It looks more like a bowling ball to me than a torpedo.
Bowling ball?
Yeah, if you stand the bat up, it looks more like a bowling ball than a torpedo. Have you ever seen a torpedo?
I've seen a bowling ball, and I've never seen it look like a bat.
Oh, man.
You honestly said bowling ball.
This is Monday.
What did you mean to say?
Bowling pin.
Okay.
Yes,
the bat
looks nothing like a bowling ball.
I honestly thought. I honestly thought you had a senior moment there.
I did.
You're not even that old.
I did. No. You know what that is, Chris?
It was like bowling ball. What?
Yeah. You know what that was? Because I was so convinced that I was right in this whole thing. That was years of drinking. affecting me 8 years after the
fact. Whatever brain cells you wiped out many years ago in that
those
area
ones didn't work.
Days have not come back.
You guys, what are you talking about? It is a bowling ball.
Had me.
All right. So Saturday night, through two games, you know, Roky Sasaki pitched on Saturday night, and through two games, he's not been good for the Dodgers. And before everyone jumps all over me, it's extremely early, and I'm not saying he is not a good pitcher. But through two starts, he's gone 4 2/3. He's given up only 3 runs, allowed 4 hits, but he's walked 9. He has a whip of 2.79, and on Saturday night, cameras caught Roky Sasaki in the dugout after being removed from his start, and appeared he was extremely upset and he needed a hug, Chris. It looks like he was crying after being taken out of the game. So, Tony, I know you're going to absolutely hate this question. Is there crying allowed?
It's not gonna stop you, though.
Is there crying allowed after a bad outing in Major League Baseball?
Listen, I can't think of too many guys who I've seen cry after an outing. However, I'm not mad at this. I mean, you gotta remember, Sasaki comes from a different culture, in which they value baseball pretty high. And it's clear to me that he cares that much that a start like that in the big, not only does he care about the game, the fact that he's in the big leagues, I think, and he had that struggle, is why you saw those tears. That is a care factor that we often sit up here on our little bully pits up here and wish and claim that we wish athletes cared.
Yes, we do.
This much. Obviously, how it plays here in San Diego.
Exactly.
It's going to give San Diegans fodder and some space to pop off about this. It is within their rights. However, if you had a guy on your team that cared that much to the point where, you know, he was teared up. I wouldn't even call it crying.
Yeah,
I saw one tear
coming
down his eye. there's always going to be a segment of people that consider that soft. But to me, it's a young man who I think may need some maturing in some ways, but also really, really, really cares about his performance and how well he does. So this is what the actual question is. Is there crying in baseball?
Yeah.
Clearly there is. He had a tear coming down his eyes. But I think that's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
I knew when I saw this that this was going to end up on the Big Five, and that this is the exact question that would come from it.
Okay.
Scrappy's been giddy about this.
I was thinking about how Tony was going to answer that for the last day and a half, ever since I saw this video.
Yeah.
And Tony, I got to say, that was a beautiful answer. That was really nice. Chris, is there crying in baseball?
Of course there is.
Come on!
Let me ask you, were you in the Padre clubhouse the night they beat the Dodgers to go to the championship series? There were some tears of joy there.
But you're winning.
Well, you
team.
Just asked if there was
you
crying
can cry
in baseball.
If you win.
That was the question. Was there crying? In
there
baseball?
Is crying.
No,
in baseball.
Actually, the question was this: is there crying allowed after a bad outing in Major
that's
League
not
Baseball?
What you asked
that
me,
is,
though.
That is.
That's not what you asked. We can run the tape.
I will run the tape.
I had a bad outing against Culver City back in my senior year, in my home debut, and I was bawling for a couple of hours after that. So. Here's the thing, a couple things. Number one, San Diego fans, enjoy this because Roky Sasaki, unfortunately, has such good stuff that this just possibly isn't going to continue. I mean, as soon as they get a hold of
that
this kid
too.
And he figures it out, we're going to be, you know, wishing probably that he were here. But for now, it feels pretty good to see him struggling. Secondly, this was his first start outside of Japan, right? Remember, his first start was in Japan.
True.
And I think Tony talked about their culture. Their culture is one of great honor and being, you know, basically going and doing what you're being paid to do and doing it with great honor. And he's had this kind of pressure put on him to go and be sensational right away. And for his first appearance in the United States to go that badly, I think, it's got him. And so there was that moment. But, he's got too good of stuff. I mean, look, Brokey, if it doesn't work, then, you know, you can change your mind and come down here. The Pitching Whisperer will figure it out for you. But I'm pretty sure he'll get it under control. And this was probably a bit of an overreaction, but understand it was his first. Yeah. It was his first start. He had a lot of emotions going into it.
The other thing is, remember, he was kind of ridiculed in Japan for leaving early.
I was just about to say that, yeah.
And so that's all weighing in on the young man as he went out. He's gonna in his mind. I'm sure he could be thinking. And they're going to really eat me up because they told me I should have stayed longer, and here I am getting pulled out of a game this early. I mean, all of that probably played a factor into his emotions at that point.
Yeah, in all reality, I was going to say that exact thing because when I Googled his name this morning, I saw more articles from international people than here locally in the United States.
Sure, they're bashing him pretty good.
And even a former manager of his, I guess, came out and said that he was worried about him not being ready and all this other stuff. So there is a ton of pressure on him. And I should probably be a little bit nicer.
No, not you.
This is within your right.
Scrappy.
Okay, fine. I loved it.
Well, it's true. You've been bitching about this for 3 months. I think this is your moment to shine.
Oh, I'm such a shy guy. I don't want anything. The 150 reporters after every start, I'll go to the Dodgers. Okay.
See, there you. That's the Scrappy I know and
that's the real Scrappy.
That's the real guy. There he is.
Number three.
Maryland, now Villanova head basketball coach Kevin Willard, has angered Maryland fans because of how he's been trying to get Maryland more
NIL money, but he took the first ticket out of town when he could. In a press conference before Maryland's first-round game, Willard tried to make a comparison of why he doesn't have a big enough budget by saying, quote, I wanted to spend an extra night in New York this year to celebrate Christmas with my team, and I was told that we can't do that because it's too expensive. So I don't know how we can be a top-tier program, and I can't spend one extra night in New York because it's too expensive, end quote. New York is really expensive, Mr. Willard.
That would cost a bit, but anyway, go ahead.
Willard has complained for a while about Maryland's basketball budget, and even though people are were trying to make it work, he bounced to Villanova. So, Chris, do you think Kevin Willard will be happy at Villanova?
I don't know. I don't know the guy too well. Villanova is a big program, but Maryland is in the Big Ten, so they should be able to compete. I think that once he made those comments and saw the fallout from a lot of that stuff, from a lot of Maryland fans who remember, this guy walked his team out from the team hotel for their NCAA tournament game, and their own fans booed him as he walked out with the team. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were livid with what he said because they felt he was, you know, disparaging the whole university. I think once he saw that reaction, he knew this wasn't the place for him. So he took the first ticket, as you said, got himself out of there. He'd get another opportunity to start over, and I think he'll be a little smarter in the way he speaks. Because if he angers the fans in Philadelphia at Villanova, they'll do more than just boo him. So hopefully he learned his lesson here.
Tony, what do you think? Do you think he's going to be happy at Villanova?
Yeah. I know he checked their budget before he signed on there.
Yeah.
So you know he knows that he can stay an extra night in New York with his team if he should choose to. Couple things. Villanova is, you know, dominated by basketball versus football.
Yeah, Villanova didn't even have a football, really.
Right, yeah, exactly. So, you know, I think that plays a part into it. I think Chris is right, though. I mean, he called out his alum, and the folks in Maryland didn't like it. They booed him. Then he proceeded to lead them into, the Sweet 16 before getting bounced.
Yeah, he got booed and then went out and won a couple games.
Yeah, won some games.
Yeah.
And so, we are in the age of, in terms of college sports, basketball and football, if you want to compete, guess what? You are going to have good backing. And that's in the NIL department. That's in the, collective department. I think if you're going to be a rabid fan base that has these expectations, then you can't get all butt hurt when your coach calls you out for, you know, maybe not being able to put up like your fandom says you want to be put up. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, maybe this serves as a lesson to Maryland. It looked like you had a pretty good thing going there with him, and now he's out the door and you got to start from scratch.
Sorry, Terps.
Turtles are back in their shells.
Yes, they are.
Number two.
We are starting to see where NFL teams are at in regards to banning the tush push. There will be a vote at this week's owners' meetings, and it needs 24 teams to vote yes to ban the play. However, 7 teams have already said that they want the play to continue. Those teams include the Ravens, Browns, Texans, Colts, Patriots, Jets, and Eagles. The teams that they have already said they won't. Wait, how do I say this?
They don't want it
yes,
anymore.
Thank you. I don't know why I got so confused there.
That's fine. I'm here to help.
The Bills, the Cowboys, and the Packers are the 3 teams that are outwardly saying.
The Bills say they don't want it, huh?
He said
had good success with it.
McDermott said that he is concerned about player safety.
All right.
Yeah, right, McDermott.
He'll be calling it 10 times a game next year still.
True. Yeah. Tony, with 7 teams already saying they were going to vote no, is this a waste of time?
No, because the reporting is today that there's some backing behind it in terms of that particular rule being banned. So, no, I don't think that it's a waste of time. I think Green Bay should have to wear like a red scarlet letter the rest of the year because they're the ones that snitched and is trying to get this thing taken down. It's their rule that is come up that very well could end the tush push. No, I don't think it's a waste of time. There's clearly some groundswell for this play to be put to bed. And, you know, they're going to claim that this player's safety, which really it could be, but we all know that we just saw a bunch of teams try to use it last year aside from the Chiefs.
And we also know that the NFL does not care about player safety no matter how much lip service they pay to it.
But what are you talking about? They took away the kickoff.
They just took to move the kickoff to the 35.
They don't care,
please don't kick it out of the end zone anymore.
Yeah, they want more kickoff returns next year. So, yeah, they don't care. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead,
Tony. You're
I'm done.
You're done. You're okay.
Is this a waste of time?
Yeah, no, it's not, because there is some people. Here's my thing. I think they should keep it in because the Eagles are the only team that's great at it. And that's not fair to take away an advantage that they've worked to create for themselves. At the same time, I don't like the play. I don't enjoy it. I find it to be not really fun to watch. Nothing's fair in life, I get that. But it seems like when you get third and a half a yard, you shouldn't automatically get a first down. And they have found a way to do that. So I understand the push to try to remove it. I cannot believe the Dolphins aren't already in line to have the play removed, as they are the wimpiest team in football. And they basically get shoved back 5 yards every time they run that play against them. So, I can see a lot of teams eventually putting this play out of its, out of the game. I think it'll eventually be removed. I really do. I think it may take a year or two of this. But I do think that there's, some meaning to what's going on.
Number one.
After SDFC beat LAFC 3-2 on Saturday night, there was a big fight outside the stadium, and an SDFC fan got sucker punched, which sent him to the ground pretty hard, and this was a pretty crazy scene. And every time
this video?
Yeah, video, yes.
Oh, man.
Every time I see these videos, I go and comment, and I say that fighting is embarrassing for both sides, and I get the tough guys who tell me, "Am I just supposed to take it, bro? I can't let them talk to me like that, bro!" That's what I get, and that's how I read it.
Yeah, good.
Chris,
that's how you read it.
Yeah. Chris, what is your advice to anyone who is feeling like they want to fight someone at a game?
Well, first thing is, this is a shame. This is a shame that this happened again. This is the video that's circulating after SDFC wins another match, their first ever win at home. They're now 3-1-2. They beat a really good team. LAFC was right next to them or tied with them in the standings.
3-2-1.
And it was exciting. One loss, two draws. Don't do that to me again.
3-2-1.
The bottom line
is very
confusing. You're interrupting my thought process.
Yes, I am.
Totally. So that's the biggest shame of it all, because that's what everyone's talking about. Just like after the first game, everybody was talking about the chance that we're going on. And it's taking away from the focus of what's happening on the field. We should know, in this country, our NFL football, this stuff happens almost after every single game.
Totally.
So you'd like to believe that this stuff won't happen in the world's football. But unfortunately, the San Diego-LA rivalry is what it is. And maybe this, in the wrong way, legitimizes the fact that we already hate teams from LA in soccer. Bottom line, though, dude, if you are so tough, be tough enough to walk away once in a while.
Thank you.
That's the tough thing to do, actually.
Yes, it is.
So if you think you're tough, actually exercise some of that toughness and turn the other cheek.
It actually is harder to walk away from
actually
something.
It is, right. So there you go.
Tony, what's your advice to someone who's about to get into a fight?
Grow the bleep up. That's what my advice is.
Yeah, thank you, Tony.
Like, come on, we still doing this? Like, 40-plus-year-old men out there, like, scrapping in the middle of the street? Like, come on. Like, I mean, listen, I don't know that at this point is worth, having a fade, as they like to call it, these young folks. Like, I don't think it's worth it. Maybe these cats don't have families. Maybe they are just, single men, which is it's not an excuse, but you got nothing else to
hang your hat on
other than yourself. So maybe that's what it's about. But it is, listen. You don't, especially for SDFC fans, right? You don't want to snatch the label as being the troublemakers of this particular league, right? And it don't even have to be true, right? I mean, just the from the incident of the slur that was being yelled or chanted, and or this video that's going to circulate that's going to have many different angles and people having their opinions on it. I just don't, I don't think it's worth it at the end of the day. Certainly, I'm not sitting here saying that it's all SDFC fans. Clearly, LAFC came down here, they got their head spanked, and, you know, their fans were probably a little salty going out, and I'm sure we were needling their fans, too, as they were going out. And so, listen, that's how these things, unfortunately, sometimes end, and you know, it's not a good look.
No, it's not at all.
Grow up.
I saw the LAFC guy just completely knock out an SDFC guy with a sucker punch, and that is very dangerous, because
can be.
You can kill someone that way. If they hit their head,
it's not a good look, but you know what is a good look? Dave Marcus peering over the shoulder of Tony Gwynn Jr.
at all
during
times.
The Big Five.
Lording.
He's lording over the conversation back there.
He's lording.
With his peach-colored shirt on back there.
He does have a
very
vibrant shirt.
Now he's embarrassed and he's trying to sit down. Too late, Dave.
It's very vibrant.
He can't hear you, so he had no idea you were talking to
him. Too late, Dave.
Now he does.
Yeah, there he is. All right, that's it for the Big Five. When we get back, we'll get you set for tonight's game between the Padres and Guardians. And we also have something we might call the Scraby segment to end the show on 97.3 The Fan.
As women, we all wake up one day and realize that youth, marriage, and perfect skin don't come with a refund policy. If that hits home, Party's Over is good for you. It's the show where beauty, heartbreak, and brutal honesty collide. Each week, beauty rebel and author of BS to Botox, Sandra Lena Silverman, and her guests spill the truth about aging, love, and everything in between. Expect laughter, wisdom, and the occasional Botox confession. Real women, real stories, real talk. Download Party's Over today on the Odyssey app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Washing your dishes before you wash your dishes? Dirty Labs believes going green in the kitchen should not mean doing extra work. Their bioenzyme dishwasher detergent cuts through stuck on food and leaves dishes sparkling without compromising on safety or performance. No pre-rinse, no post-rinse, no compromise. Just powerful cleaning made without harsh chemicals. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Head to DirtyLabs.com and use code PODCAST to get 20% off your first order.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.